Doritos, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, K-I-X, Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Arm Downs, Country Washburn, Red Engel, and Parker Gibbs, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And now, meet the band you have to beat, Ted Weems and his band playing I've Got My Eyes on You. You've met the band you have to beat, but have you, man, met the man who helps you beat the band? Here's Gary Moore.
Well, thanks, Ford, very much for them kind words about helping beat the band, but you might spend a moment offering condolences to the band, because these questions today are as hard to get as a waiter's eye. Our sponsor, General Mills, will pay $10 each for the questions used on the program, and believe me, these questions today earn that money because they're really tough. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if quite a few of the questions beat the band. And as you know, those whose questions do beat the band are guaranteed double money, $20 and a case of Kix. And that may be much more. Remember, we have a $100 bonus to be divided among those who beat the band. For example, if three people beat the band, they will receive $33 1/3, plus $10 for the question and a case of Kix. If, however, only one person beats the band, that person will get the entire $100 bonus, $10 for the question, and, of course, the case of Kix. Now, there's just one more suggestion. Why don't you all get in the game? Don't just sit on the spectator's bench. We want you with us every Sunday, of course, but here's a cordial invitation to make a try to beat the band. Send your question to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, as we get into the unrehearsed portion of the program, the men who do not, know the questions, by the way, so listen for the boom of the old bass drum. That means that somebody's question has beat the band, and that person is in for bonus money. Fellas, here we go. You give up? You might as well. Here's the first question. Have you boys ever suffered from mal de mer? If so, you can probably tell William G. Smith of Cleveland, Ohio, what currently popular song is suggested by a very seasick man aboard ship. It's a currently popular song. What currently popular song is suggested by a very seasick man aboard ship? I'm sorry, Mr. Washburn,
I
didn't
see. Is that one of those tough ones you were talking about?
Yes, one of the tough ones. What is it?
Leaning on the old top rail.
That's right! Leaning on the old top rail! All right. Now, if you can play it on your bull fiddle, you'll be all right. That's enough, country. One thing to get the questions, another thing to show off. We know you know it now. And so he gets it. Country Washburn is the first person to receive ten points up on the scoreboard for today. No $10 for you, country. I'm sorry. You just get the wages and scale and let it go at that. Now, here we come into our second question. Some of the boys looked as though they were catching flies on the last question, so this one is very appropriate. Mrs. P.R. Penning of Long Beach, California asks, if you were a ball player at bat and the pitcher constantly threw wild over your head, what old popular favorite would explain why you didn't try to hit them? If the pitcher continued to throw wild over your head, what old popular favorite would explain why you didn't try to hit them? And I see light dawning in Elmo Tanner's eye, or is that proud papa coming out again there? Huh? Well, what's the answer?
They go wild, simply wild over me.
That's right. Sure enough. Good enough. All right. Now can you whistle it, Elmo, huh?
Oh, there. Wait a minute. Let's see. Huh?
Incidentally, Elmo, how's the new baby?
Oh, just fine.
Fine. How much does he weigh now?
Oh, he weighs about 9 pounds. He's walking, almost.
Walking? Well, that's fine. Tell him to drop around to my house. He can play with my child. My child's 3 days old. He won't be back. He's out for the weekend. He's in training with the Yankees. You'll be sure to drop around, though. The band sounds a little hazy today, friends. It's because they're a little green around the gills from smoking those 12-for-a-nickel cigars we were passing out around here. Now, here we come into our third question. You boys have caught enough trains to answer this question from Matt B. Connolly of Norwood, Massachusetts. What did the railroad crossing say to the railroad train? It's a new tune, boys. What did the railroad crossing say to the railroad train?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Parker Gibbs? Well, what do you want? You want to take a chance on it, Parker?
Well, this is strictly a chance. I mean, this isn't too new. Give a little whistle?
Give a little... No, that would be good. That
well, sure, that's good.
Huh?
That's awful good.
No, look, I'm supposed to say that. You give the answer, and I say that would be
good.
I say it would be good, and you blush. So you don't say that would be good. But unfortunately, the answer that we have here that was sent in by Matt B. Connolly is your toots to me.
That ain't good.
You don't think so? Well, I'll tell you just how good it is, Mr. Gibbs. It's good enough for Mr. Matt B. Connolly of Norwood, Massachusetts, to receive a full case of Kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20, which may be much more if we keep that bonus money in mind. And it's also good enough for you to put 50 cents in the old bass drum, if you don't mind. Good enough. All right, and now, Mr. Gibbs, if you can play your touch to me on your saxophone, we'll give you 5 points.
I can play,
Give a little whistle, but that isn't the answer.
No, I'm
afraid not. So you don't get anything, and Mr. Connolly is the lucky gentleman on that one. And now, boys... Isn't that awful? Now, boys, so that you won't get like the man who lost his job because he worked 8 hours and slept 8 hours, only it was the same 8 hours, I suggest that you stop picking them out of the air and pick one out of the book. Will you give the cue, Ted?
Well, it's number 816, boys, and the title, Gary, is Isle of May, and Perry Como sings.
Well, thank you, Mr. Weems.
We strolled along through the heather, and it was June on the Isle of May. Your lips were sweet as the heather. Love was in bloom there on the Isle of May. Close in your arms, heaven opened its door. Then like a fool, I sailed away. But our love will bring us together when it is June on the Isle of May. Heaven opened its door. Then like a pool I sailed away. But our love will bring us together when it is June on the Isle of May.
All right. And now stand by for news of one of the super, super bargains of all time.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your chance to snap up a gay, cheery English breakfast marmalade jar at your grocer's for only one single extra penny. General Mills wants you to try their delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal, Kix. And as a special inducement, they're making the following historic offer. Buy two crisp-assured packages of Kix and receive your English breakfast marmalade jar for only one penny more. What a bargain. Imagine, this handsome little jar is made in America of lovely, genuine carnival glassware. And it's shaped exactly like a big, delicious, ripe red apple. Two brilliant colors, bright red and a gay, gleaming yellow. Specially chosen to give your table a new sparkle and charm. But remember, supplies are strictly limited. Get your gay English breakfast marmalade jar without fail tomorrow morning.
And as we come into our second group of questions, with only one person having beat the band, we find this one that we might label under the Child Guidance Department. Mrs. D.D. Waddell of Troy, Tennessee, writes, what song title tells what the mother silkworm told her little silkworms when she advised them to stop playing and get to work making silk? If you know where silkworms live, you can find the answer in a song about 2 years old, I should say. Marvel Maxwell's hands going up in the air right away. All right, Marvel?
Would that be Stop Beating Around the Mulberry Bush?
Why, Marvel, you're marvelous. That's absolutely right. Stop Beating Around the Mulberry Bush. Can you sing it, please?
Stop beating around the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Stop beating around the mulberry bush. Come out and say you love me.
Good enough, Marvel Maxwell. Stop beating around. Not only sings a tune, she brings her own applause. Very nice, Marvel. She gets 10 points up on the old scoreboard for that. I think it must be the hat you're wearing that gives you all that brain work. She's wearing that lovely new one, friends, with all the feathers on it this week. Thought you'd like to know. You want to be careful with those things. I know a girl had a hat like that with feathers all over, and she put it down on a warm radiator. When she picked it up, it laid an egg. I mean, got to be careful about those. Now, friends, this next question comes the end of romance, propelled via a question from Frank A. Streedbeck of Burlington, Iowa. An old patriotic favorite is the answer to the question, what would be an excellent theme song for the famous divorce city, Reno? There's a lot of expensive silence going on in here. Oh, there's Art Winter back in the trumpet section. All right there, Art.
Could it be the original title of a song called I'm Free?
Oh, I'm Free. Well, gee, that would be good, but I'm afraid that's not an old patriotic favorite, is it? Well, if it is, even if it is, it isn't the right answer, so you can't win. I'm sorry, Mr. Winter. The answer is The Battle Cry of Freedom. Surely you know that, don't you? Good enough. The Battle Cry of Freedom. And, Mr. Winter, I'll tell you what. If you can play the Battle Cry of Freedom, now throw the 50 cents in the drum, if you will. If you can play the Battle Cry of Freedom on your trumpet, we'll give you 5 points on the scoreboard as a helper along. Can you play it? Never mind. I think you better just let the whole thing go at that. And anyhow, Mr. Frank A. Streedbeck of Burlington, Iowa, receives a full case of Kix and a guarantee of not less than $20, but it may be much more. Remember that bonus. And I want to tell you, Arch, you better play better than that tomorrow when you appear in Grand Rapids, or else everybody's going to want their money back. I just sort of slid that in as an advertisement for Mr. Weems. I really shouldn't have said it no more than I should say that to come early and it's 75 cents to the door and all like that. Bring your own lunch. Now, from Joel's Bolden of Summerlee, West Virginia, comes a question. And if you know just how time marches on, you can answer it with a more or less current tune. In what year did we have 53 Sundays? A song title tells you the answer. In what year did we have 53 Sundays? All right, Perry Como's hands going up in the air for the first time today.
I think it was 1939. The song is Back in 1939 A.D.
Oh, you almost got it. Now I'm going to be real tough on you this time. It's not Back in 1939 A.D. What comes before Back in 19...
Way Back in 19...
Way Back, absolutely. All right, I was just being nasty that time, and the answer is absolutely right. Now, can you sing it, please, Mr. Como?
Oh.
No, it's in your books. You sing it every night. Now.
Way back in 1939
AD. All right. Good enough, Perry. good enough anyhow to give him 10 points, his first 10 points for the day up on the old scoreboard. All the pause you took thinking of that, you were practically up to 1941 before you got your 10 points. Now, from Ambrose Sticala of the Bronx, New York City, comes this tidbit on the dominance of the male genus Homo. How would King Solomon refuse if all his wives asked for a mink coat? A favorite song of a few years ago with everybody's hand going up. Here's Red Angle. He hasn't answered a question so far today.
No, no, 1,000 times no.
Mr. Engel, are you married?
Oh, fluently.
Fluently? I thought so. You came out with that so fluently. Let me hear you play No, No, 1,000 times no, eh? Thank you very much, Mr. Engel. It was beautiful. You get 10 points on the scoreboard. We'll have a man come around and sweep that up right after the program. Well, now, fellas, you remember those two daring years that followed 1918? Well, if you can remember the popular songs of the day, you can answer this question sent by Eleanor Mason of Hookstown, Pennsylvania. If a man's bowling team was playing a girl's bowling team, what encouraging cheer might you call to the girls? This one carries you way, way back to just after 1918. There was a mixed game of bowling, and a girls' bowling team. What encouraging cheer might you call to the girls? Oh, there's Red Engel's got his hand up again. All right, Red, let's see if you can follow up on another success. Huh?
Well, this don't have to do with bowling, but I'll chant it. Well, it has to do with sock rolling. Roll 'em, girls, roll 'em.
It does, too, have to do with bowling. It's right in my script here. Roll 'em, girls, roll 'em. That's what it says. That's absolutely right. Now, can you play Roll 'em, girls, roll 'em on your saxophone?
That's the trouble, is it?
If you can. That's a strike before you start. Now, get up out of the alley, will you?
You know what?
What?
I can't play it.
No! I would never have guessed it, Mr. Engel. You have my sympathies. Mm-hmm. I'm off. Well, you want to try again?
That's no use.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was a valiant attempt. I'm very surprised that you got the answer in the first place. I'll tell you what you do. You still have to put 50 cents on the old bass drum for that. But you get 5 points on the scoreboard for getting the correct title. And Eleanor Mason of Hookstown, Pennsylvania, receives a full case of kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20. But it may be much more. Remember that bonus. All right, fellas, we have a nifty bit here now from Elwin Howard of Boston, Massachusetts, which more than points out the old expression, if at first you don't succeed, Try again. Mr. Howard has sent us other questions, which we have been unable to use, so he included that fact in his question. I'll give it to you just as he wrote it, and I'll remind you boys that the answer is in a tune from a hit picture of a few months ago. Here's the point. I've sent you many beat the bands, but guess they're no darn good. This thing that holds my ears apart just must be solid wood. To those smart folks whose questions are used, I'll take a bow. What do you suppose I'm singing, wishfully, right now? Beautiful poem. By the way, all right, Joe Hooven's hand's going up in the air. Beat Parker Gibbs by about 2 seconds.
If I only had a brain.
Why, Mr. Hooven, you amaze me. Yeah, that's right. If I only had a brain from the Wizard of Oz. All right, let's hear you play it.
That's where the trouble starts, too.
If I only had a brain.
I know a little of it.
Well, a little bit's enough of it. That's enough. All right. Good enough. Joe Hooven gets his 10 points up on the scoreboard with "If I Only Had a Brain" from The Wizard of Oz. The rest of the boys just sat there and made an Oz of themselves. And now, boys, isn't that awful? Now, boys, like the hula dancer who got a brand new dance idea and immediately put it down in writing. Well, let's make a few notes here. What do you say?
All right, write a memo on Canadian capers, boys.
Yours of even date received and noted, Ted. Elmo Tanner, will you carry out the details, please? Thank you.
nicest way for the greatest, most gigantic, super colossal offer of all time. Never
before! Hey, Gary. That's no way to be talking about her marmalade jar offer. You can't browbeat Mr. and Ms. Public into listening to you.
You can't?
I should say not. Folks hate shouting like that. They like to hear exactly what they're getting for their money. Suppose we say it like this. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, General Mills want you to try their delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal Kix. So, if you buy two packages of it, they offer you a gay, attractive English breakfast marmalade jar for only one single penny more. This unique English breakfast marmalade jar is shaped exactly like a real ripe apple, an idea that comes directly from the old world, where fruit has always been one of the favorite motifs for the loveliest crystal, china, and glassware. A flaming ripe red and a sparkling bright yellow. Just the thing to add a gay, sparkling-like touch to your table. Good quality throughout, of course, made of the good-looking, popular new Carnival glassware, with a smooth white interior, special dust-proof lid, and absolutely unfadable colors. But remember, your grocer supplies are going fast. To avoid disappointment, see in, buy two packages of delicious Kix, the new corn cereal, and get your English breakfast marmalade jar without fail tomorrow morning. It costs you only one single extra penny.
All of which brings us now to our last set of questions, and the last time for you gentlemen trying not to disgrace yourself, and the last time for the people who sent in these questions to try to beat the band. Here's a question that calls for a knowledge of the artistic. Donald R. Bill of St. Louis, Missouri asks, what old tune, still played, suggests what the subject of a famous portrait by the artist Gainsborough might say about himself? All right, there's Parker Gibbs' hand going up in the air just a little bit after Country Washman. Parker?
Well, that's from... From Blue Boy.
That's from
Am I Blue?
Am I Blue?
Could be
that's
Blue.
Right. Gainsborough's very
Which
famous.
One do you want?
What?
Am I Blue or Blue?
Am I Blue?
You
Let's
like
make
that.
The elaborate version today. That's good enough. Parker Gibbs can go home with his head up tonight. He got 10 points on the program, fine enough. And so we come to a question from Miss Betty O'Shea of LaGrange, Illinois. This is a bit of society whimsy. Miss O'Shea writes that a lovely young socialite, whom she calls Cobenda Frazit, guess who, was ready to make her debut. However, just as the party was to begin, the young lady decided to wait another year before she made her bow to society. Her shocked mother asked a shocked question, in grammar hardly becoming a society woman. Now, what very recently popular hit tells you what she said? All right, Country Washman had his hand up in the air first. I'm sorry, Marvel. All right, Country, what is it?
Ain't you coming out?
That's right. She said, ain't you coming out?
Ain't you coming out?
That's fine language for like that kind of thing. So let's hear you play on the bull fiddle, huh? That's enough. Only one ending will do. And Country Washburn becomes the first person to receive two units of 10 points up on the scoreboard. Now, fellas, the ornithologist may step forward and try to answer this question sent in by Gene Sandlin of New London, Connecticut. According to Edgar Allan Poe, the raven is still sitting above his chamber door. If you should visit that room, what might you murmur to the bird in farewell? It's an old tune. Everybody's saying, all right, Pete Beelman, back in the trombone section.
Bye-bye, Blackbird.
Bye-bye, Blackbird. It's right. Let me hear you play it on the trombone quick like a rat, huh?
Gary, time's up.
You get your 10 points.
Time's up, Gary. Now, you go into a neutral corner, will you, please?
Well, I'm on my way for it. And Ted Weems, will you tap out tempting tempo while we tally?
Here it is, Gary. Let's dance.
Well, it sounds like the right answer.
here are the scores for today. 12 questions were used on the program, for which General Mills will pay $120. 3 questions beat the band, so the persons who sent them receive an equal share in the $100 bonus plus $10 for the question, or $43.34 in a full case of Kicks. That gives us a total of $220 paid for questions today. And Country Washburn wins the pile of half dollars in the old bass drum, so pick it up, Country, and line up with the other winners.
Well, congratulations to all of you winners, and may the check which will reach you shortly give you the greatest of pleasure. And now a quick word to you folks who have not yet tried your hand at a question. It's fun. Take my word for it and send in a question to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we'll be watching for that letter.
Why not sit down right now and write that question? It might be the very one to beat the band. Remember, if your question beats the band, you're guaranteed a minimum of $20 and a case of Kicks. But that $100 bonus may make it much more. And in any event, if your question is used on this program, you will be $10 richer. Now, it's a game, folks, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. We want you to know that every letter is read and receives careful consideration. There may be many similar questions with identical answers. And, of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. And all questions become the property of General Mills. Oh, it's a barrel of fun. So send a question to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Ted Weems and his band, Jerry Moore and General Mills, makers of Kicks, inviting you to join us next Sunday. And in the meantime, try that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal Kicks and give yourself a real first thing in the morning treat. And don't forget, try to beat the band.
I wonder if we could have your undivided attention for just 1 minute. We have some extremely important news for you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As you may know, to introduce their delicious new cereal, Kicks, to you, General Mills, the world's largest millers, are now making the following sensational offer at your grocer's. A gay, cheery English breakfast marmalade jar for only a single penny with your purchase of 2 crisp-assured packages of Kicks. Imagine, only 1 extra penny for a genuine carnival glassware marmalade jar, shaped like a real ripe apple in brilliant red and yellow colors. But, and here's what I'm getting at, this offer has been on for some time now, and supplies are running extremely low, and there will be no more when these are gone. To avoid disappointment, please buy 2 packages of delicious Kicks, the new ready-to-eat corn cereal that comes in crisp golden bubbles. And get that English breakfast marmalade jar without fail tomorrow morning.
The song I've Got My Eyes on You is from the Broadway melody of 1940. This is the National Broadcasting Company.